This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kashmir Hill of Forbes. You can find her writings at Forbes.com. And a story that she authored this week has a lot of eyebrows being raised and a lot of people concerned in terms of their protection of their own identity. According to the story that Kashmir has written, a new study suggests that just by going through facial recognition technology, people can figure out your social security number, and therefore your identity may not be as safe as you thought it was. And Kashmir, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So just by using the right technology, picking my face out of a crowd could make me a victim.
Yes. So this is a combination of facial recognition technology and also Facebook's database of photos of people. So the researchers at Carnegie Mellon University basically took photos of a bunch of students who were just wandering the campus and had them take a short online survey. And while they were doing that survey, they used facial recognition technology to pair their, you know, candid photos with profile photos from Facebook, and then they were able to figure out their identity as well as their hometown and their date of birth. And these researchers previously found that the Social Security system is not that random. So you can actually figure out somebody's Social Security number if you know their hometown and their date of birth with a certain amount of accuracy.
And so what is the lesson here? Is this a warning for folks on social media, particularly Facebook? What are the lessons, I guess, moving forward?
I think the most alarming part of this study is realizing just how good off the shelf facial recognition technology is. I don't think a lot of people realize how much it's advanced. They were just using free software from a company called TitTat that Google has actually acquired last month. And they were able to, from candid photos, you know, match these people to the photos that they've put online. And I think a lot of us have done this now. We've really put our photos up along with our names, so we've made it really easy to figure out who we are. And strangers can figure it out. And that's just a really new development in terms of how we move through society.
So changing our profile picture to a smiley face might not be the worst idea, or at least something other than our own face.
It might be a good idea to make your profile photo your dog or to wear sunglasses in your profile photo.
In terms of this control group study at Carnegie Mellon, obviously they kind of knew who they were searching from. So if people were just randomly out on a street in New York or Washington or anywhere, just trying to pick off somebody's facial recognition, would they need something else specifically to compare it to? Could they just run it through some sort of database? How would that work?
They would need a database of photos. So right now, you know, Facebook has, I think, 600 million users now, and the default settings are such that your photo is public and scrapable. So you do need a database of photos where identity is attached. And right now, Facebook is a pretty good database just because it has so many members. So if you have a Facebook profile, you know, you are putting yourself at risk of, you know, being identified by a stranger on the street
who can
understand the facial recognition technology and how to use it.
Now, in terms of, say, privacy settings, if somebody doesn't go hog wild and tell in their profile every detail about where they're from, when their birthday is, and that sort of thing, how much would they be able to help protect some of their personal data, even if they can figure out maybe who they are?
It's really unwise, actually, to include your birthday on any kind of public profile, and I always tell my friends to take it down because it is a key to identity theft and not even figuring out your Social Security number. So I think it's wise to set your privacy settings such that you're not exposing your birth date. And then, you know, if you include your hometown where you were born, that also makes your identity a little less secure.
Any other tips out there?
Wear sunglasses in your Facebook profile photo.
Always good to repeat that. Kashmir, very interesting, a little bit frightening, and good advice for everyone, at least to have it on their radar screen. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Kashmir Hill is a staff writer for Forbes magazine. You can find her work as well as many other things, of course, from Forbes at Forbes.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.